You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Theriault.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In an earlier blog, I listed the 12-step process you should use to develop a winning bid, and in my last podcast, I talked about the first two, the pre-RFP and the RFP steps. If you missed it, visit my website. Now, I'm covering step 3, strategy session, and step 4, kickoff. For strategy in particular, this is only part of what you need to do. It's such an important part of winning, I cover a lot more in the book. So here we go with step 3, strategy session. A strategy is one of the most important things you need. Strategy sets the direction and provides you with the information and approach you need to manage and write a successful proposal. Much of this will stem from the proposal review process you've already taken, so use it as a basis. One way to start this process is to hold a strategy session that includes key people, as well as a range of subject matter experts, operational staff, subcontractors, and anyone else who can provide input and add value to your strategy. As an example, I use this strategy approach with a nonprofit organization submitting a proposal for funding. I facilitated a focused strategy session with members of the organization. It helped them focus their efforts, including determine what the funding agency was looking for, how to interpret the submission requirements, who the evaluators would be, and of course what they'd care about, and other things that would maximize their chances of being awarded the funding. We did this well before they started writing. It guided the final submission, and they secured their funding as a result. Of course, you should consider this as part of a process. Set up several sessions during the proposal development process to reconfirm and incorporate new material and insight that you might have discovered along the way. Your strategy includes a number of elements you need to take the time to assess and develop. This includes themes to use when writing your proposal, client hot buttons you need to address, and a gap analysis. I've just touched on the strategy session and a couple of things here, but strategy is a large part of a successful bid. I talk more about it in some other podcasts and extensively in the section of the book titled Prepare for Battle, Strategy for Success. Okay, so here's step 4, kickoff. Getting everyone on the same page makes it easier to develop an effective proposal. A kickoff meeting gets a proposal project started by giving everyone the information they need, and it confirms resources and priorities. The kickoff meeting includes individuals from other departments who are involved in delivering the product or service, as well as subcontractors and any other partners. You should also invite anyone who will be preparing material for your proposal, like subject matter experts or subcontractors. Don't limit these meetings to the senior people or heads of departments. Get frontline resources involved. They can often contribute the details and subtle information that will make your proposal much more successful. In the kickoff meeting, outline the results of your RFP review and any initial strategy you've developed. Provide the project plan and discuss information the group needs to know in order to help with the proposal. At this meeting, clearly identify the responsibilities and timelines required for a successful proposal. Some of the individuals present may have already been included in the strategy session. So I think your agenda for this kickoff should include some of the following elements as a minimum. 1. Review the technical proposal requirements, the format, etc., and establish action items if required. 2. Review the proposal response content requirements and determine the required response format, instructions to writers, and other pertinent information they need to know. 3. Discuss and assess the response areas to validate and communicate the related hot buttons, key messages, and opportunities. 4. Identify and assess potential internal and external resources who should be followed up to gain adequate information and nuance regarding client needs, expectations, and their agenda. 5. Assign key research activities, both to gain outside information and for internal information required to respond to the proposal itself. 6. Provide an internal straw man organization and solution for the proposal, right up front, including both staff and methodology for the service delivery model around which the proposal writers will frame their written material. 7. Provide written guidelines on style, logistics, acronyms, and other things you need to do. 8. Establish your writing assignments. And 9. Generate an initial list of questions for the client. There we go. I've just covered steps 3 and 4 of the 12-step process. In my next podcast, I'll deal with step 5, pricing. Of course, your process should include asking me questions or leaving a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. Our contact information is on the website. I'd love to hear from you. This topic comes from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, available online at Amazon. To help your marketing staff or trade association, contact me directly for volume discounts. And don't forget to ask about my seminars, workshops, and proposal review services. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.